The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 9th, 2008, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translated and purported by the most powerful spiritual master in the history of the universe. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Tridandi Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Mataparataram Nanyat
Kinchirasti Dhananjaya
Mai Sarvam Midang Protang
Sutrimani Ganaiva.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed that the Absolute Truth is a person, that the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth, is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchirananda Vigraha. That is, the Supreme Absolute Truth Personality of Godhead is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the Absolute Truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.10, Toto yad uttarataram tad avrupam anamayam yade tad vidur mitashte bhavanti atetare dukam evapiyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the primeval living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme amongst the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence who has no material form and is free from all material contaminations. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental. But those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word arupam. But this arupam is not impersonal. It indicates that the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge is described in the Brahma Samhita, as described in the Brahma Samhita quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3, 8, and 9 substantiate this as follows, and it should be noted, these are the two verses that come just prior to the Arupam verse. So we have to see they are connected with each other, they are coming along with each other. The previous two verses before the Arupam verse state thusly, and you can point this out when you read the purport. Vedaham etang purusham mahantam ajitchavarnyam tamasa parastat tamevad vidvan ati mrityum meti nanya panta vidyate yanaya yasmad parang naparam asti kinchit yasman naniyo najayo asti kinchit Viksha iva stabdo divitishtya keikas tanenam purnam purushena sarvam. I know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of the Supreme Person. There is no truth superior to that Supreme Person. Because he is the supermost, he is smaller than the smallest, and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree, and he illumines the transcendental sky, and as a tree spreads its roots, he spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual. So, if you look in that verse in the Sanskrit, you'll see Purnam Purushena. Purusha means person, you see. In text number, what is that? The end of text number 9, you'll see clearly Purnam Purushena. Purusha, Purushena is a verbal ending, is an ending of Purusha. It's the Purusha word with one of the different types of endings. So you can clearly see that the personality of Godhead is indicated. And also in the previous verse, in the first line, Vedaham Etang Purusham. So person is clearly indicated in texts 8 and 9. So when the Arupam is mentioned in text 10, we understood it doesn't deny the personality of Godhead. It simply says he has no material form.
Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sya Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, this verse clearly refutes the impersonal conception. Krishna says there's no truth superior to me. Now see, the impersonalists say that Krishna is on one level, you see. But the highest level is impersonal Brahman. They say Krishna is a pretty high level. You meditate on him so you can go even higher to impersonal Brahman. But Krishna says no. There's nothing higher than me. I'm it. So you really want to get high, you see, and stay high forever. You just become Krishna conscious. Because that's the highest platform of consciousness. You can't go any higher than them. So why should we waste our time doing anything else? Can you think of anything else that is worth doing besides Krishna consciousness? Can someone name something that might be more worthwhile than Krishna consciousness? Is there anything more? You see, no one can name anything. Because there's nothing more worthwhile. And the other point of this verse is this. Krishna holds everything together. Without Krishna, everything falls apart. Just like this nice building we're sitting in tonight, you see. If you remove Krishna from this building, minus Krishna, the building will collapse, you see. If you take that nice mountain, that nice snow-capped mountain over there, you see, and you subtract Krishna from that mountain, and poof, just collapse. How do you take the city of Sofia, Bulgaria? With this nice, modern, new airport. And you subtract Krishna from Sofia. That airport will vanish into a pile of rubble, you see. And the whole city will disappear into a pile of dust. If there's no Krishna, the dust won't even be there. Bhumirapa nalovayu kang manobadare bacha ahankara vimudatma itang itang binapatrikta mashtadha. By these eight separated energies, you see, they're coming from me: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. So, since everything depends on Krishna, and since nothing can exist without Krishna, who is that fool who would not want to be Krishna conscious? But who's leading our modern day society? People who have no interest in Krishna consciousness. As confirmed by the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shva vinvara ushra karai sangstutak purushak pushu na jatta karma pato peto jatu namagada grajaha. What is that sva? That is sabaka. Dog, is it? Shva vid. What is vidvaraha? Vid refers to the village, you see. No, there are two types of hogs. There's the wild hog who lives in the forest, you see. And there's the village hog, like we see in Vrindavan. He lives on stool. That's what he goes after, you see. He's the village hog, you see. So, those persons who are like dogs, village hogs, camels and asses. What is that? A camel? Virblut, yes. And the virblut. And the ass? Asyol. Those who are like sabaka. And what is the hog? Huh? Svinya, yes, svinya. Those who like savaka, svinya, verblud, and ashrol, you see. Dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, you see. They praise those men who do not listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from all evils. So that's who's running this country. Savaka, svinya, virblud, ashyol. They're running the US also. The UK. Every country in this planet is being run by savaka, svinya, verblut, and ashyol.
Всяка една държава на тази планета се управлява от такива животни.
So there's no wonder that people are miserable.
И нищо чудно, че хората са нещастни.
What kind of leadership can a sabaka do for your country?
Що за лидерство може да ви осигури едно куче?
Or a svinja. Or a verblüdner, actually.
Или камила, или магаре.
What they can do for your country?
Какво могат да направят за вашата държава?
You see? A dog, he's only interested in two things.
Кучето се интересува само две неща.
He's looking for the bone.
Той търси кокала.
And he's looking for the she-dog, that's all. He doesn't care about anything else. You see? And the hog just wants stool, that's all. Give me stool, fresh stool. You know? And the camel, he just wants to chew on some thorns and suck his own blood. And verblut. And what is the business of the asheol? He likes to bray. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw. Anything, so I am a great philosopher. I am making such nice philosophy. So the whole planet Earth is being ruled by the Sabaka, Svinya, Verblut, and Ashov. With no Krishna consciousness. So we have to do something. We have to approach the Sabaka, Svinya, Verblut and Asholes and give them Prabhupada's books. Make them devotees, you see. Because when you go to the election poll, if you ask the Sabakas to vote, who will they vote for? When the Sabakas vote, they will vote for a big Sabaka, isn't it? And the Svinyas vote, they will vote for a big Svinya. The Verblutes will vote for a big Verblut. And the Asheols for the big Asheol. So we have to educate them in the science of bhakti. So we get some decent leadership on this planet. We need Krishna conscious men ruling this planet. Not these rascals. So, you must preach. You must become first yourself very pure and clean in Krishna bhakti. And you must preach for the benefit of the fallen conditioned souls. You must teach the people that Krishna is God. And that we are all His eternal servants. And the only way we can be happy is to be Krishna conscious. If you teach like this and continue trying to preach, 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 eventually you'll make devotees. Now we have a room full of devotees, you see. That's very nice. So we want to expand 10 times this number, you see. Now maybe we are 25 or 30 in this room, you see. So let there be 300 coming together. And then 3,000. And then 30,000. We'll have to rent the national soccer stadium, you see, for our programs. 30,000 people come to hear Bhagavad Gita lecture, you see. I know when I was a boy, there's a big famous, it's a very famous athletic stadium. It's called the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. It's the first indoor athletic stadium in the history of the modern world.
Стадион за лека атлетика, който е първият в
air conditioned. And they made the ceiling so high that no baseball had ever been hit that high in the history of baseball. So one Christian preacher came and he rented that hall. And one bogus Indian guru came and he also rented that hall and filled it up with tens of thousands of people. So if the Christians and the bogus Indian gurus can fill up a stadium with 30,000 people, why can't we do it? We have something much better than bogus Christian philosophy and bogus Mayavadi philosophy. So we can do them. We simply have to become determined to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. From 30 to 300 to 30,000, 300,000, 3 million, 300 million. In this way, we have to grow and grow and grow and grow. Do you understand? We have to grow. This movement has to grow. The people out there are suffering without Krishna consciousness. We have to inspire the whole world to become Krishna conscious. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
But someone may say that if Krishna is in everything and he made everything, then being an ass or a swine, this is predestined. So how can I change? Why should I change?
Someone may say, well, everything is predestined by God. But that's not true. You have the full freedom to obey God or to disobey God. Now, if you disobey Him, your fate is predestined. You will go through the 8,400,000 species. Guaranteed. It's like in a prison. Everything is very regimented in the prison. The government tells you what to do at every minute. Go to your cell. Go to the yard and break rocks. Go back to your cell. You know, everything is very regimented by the government. So for those who are in prison, life is very regimented, yes. Predestined. But if you become an ideal citizen of the kingdom of God, and you give up your criminal mentality, you can be released from the prison at any time. That is up to you. Do you want to maintain a criminal mentality or do you want to become loyal to the supreme government? It's your choice. As soon as you give up sense gratification and simply take up Krishna's service, Krishna will immediately release you from the prison. Any other questions? Yes? Oh, no, okay. Yes?
Аз моя въпрос е такъв, защо тези лъжи проповедници имат такъв голям успех и трябва ли да им се противопоставим или те просто си имат някакъв сегмент, който е за тях, т.е. понеже хората са неискрени и се привичат от такава лъжа философия.
In regards to this bogus gurus, preachers, why are they having such big success?
Why do the bogus preachers have so much success? That's the question. Why did Hitler have so much success? He had such big following.
Who?
Hitler, Adolf Hitler.
Защо тези лъжи проповедници имат такъв успех? Например, Адолф Хитлер, той имал толкова много последователи.
He had a huge following of dedicated followers willing to die for him, you see. How dedicated they were to Hitler. How did he gain such a big following? He's the biggest cult, one of the biggest cult leaders in modern history, Adolf Hitler. It was his karma. He had very good karma, for which he got rewarded by becoming a powerful leader. But because he did not offer the result of his good karma to Krishna, he went to hell and his followers went to hell. So these bogus gurus, they are simply Hitlers, that's all. Hitlers in disguise. In the garb of a holy man, they are actually Hitlers. Teaching this Mayavadi philosophy. You understand? Mayavadi philosophy is like, it's the worst thing. A Mayavadi can never go back to Godhead. You know what Lord Chaitanya said? In Bengali, Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile Hoy Sarva Nash. One who hears Mayavadi philosophy, you see, Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile means if he hears Mayavadi philosophy, Mayavadi Bhasha. Bhasha means the conclusion, Mayavadi conclusion. Shunile, he hears. Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile, Hoy is na, Sarva all Nash, lost, or finished, destroyed. Mayavadi Bhasha Shunile, Hoy Sarva Nash. Anyone who hears Mayavadi philosophy, they are finished, they are doomed. So these Mayavadi gurus, they are like Hitlers. They are not great saints, they are like Hitlers. They are cheating, they are dressing like a saint, but they are acting like a Hitler. Better they dress like a Hitler. If they're going to act like a Hitler, they should dress like a Hitler. Any other questions? Yes?
Why are people so much attracted to this Mayavadi philosophy?
Yes. Mayavadi philosophy is very attractive. Because according to Mayavadi philosophy, you are God. You are the Supreme Lord. All the women belong to you. All the money belongs to you. You are the Supreme Enjoyer. Now go and enjoy your property. Who would not be attracted to Mayavadi philosophy? It's very attractive. But the problem is, it's not true. It's a damn lie. You're not the center of the universe. You're a tiny part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. And if you try to take His position, you will immediately be sent to this hellish prison called Sophia. You'll be sent to this material world to remain in the cycle of birth and death until you give up your rebellious criminal mentality. Why are people thieves? They don't want to work. They just want to go out and steal, rob banks, hijack cars, whatever they can do, and get money the quick, easy way, you see. So that is our position, this material world. We are thieves. The law is surrender to Krishna. And we are thinking, I want to enjoy the easy way. Without having to surrender to Krishna. I'll just be Krishna myself. But I guarantee you won't get away with it. The police department, Maya Devi's police department, will grab you and handcuff you and throw you into the modes of nature. And you won't get out for millions of lifetimes if you remain envious of the Supreme Lord. There's only one way out. So bow down at the lotus feet of Krishna and beg for mercy. It's the only way out. You can't sweet talk your way out. You can't bribe your way out. You can't use brute force to get your way out. There's only one way out. That's to fall down at the lotus feet of Gaurinitai and Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra. And beg their mercy that they'll deliver you from the cycle of birth and death. If you do that with your whole heart, they will hear your prayer and they will answer your prayer. And they will release you from this prison, I guarantee you. Try it, you'll like it. Krishna consciousness works if you work the process as it is. Do not concoct your own new version of Krishna consciousness. Follow the Guru Parampara system. It's worked for thousands of years. Since the beginning of the universe, 155 trillion years ago, it has worked perfectly. And it will still work in 2008. Follow the pathway of the great Mahajanas. And go back to home, back to Godhead. This is our Krishna consciousness movement. And we want you to become fully Krishna conscious. Are you prepared to do that? All right, now do it. No messing around. Shuddha bhakti, pure bhakti. Questions more?
По-малко пари, отколкото са ти разходите реално. И той с право се възмущава, че не може да живее по този начин. Сега, Гуру Махарадж казва, че молейки се на Кришна и вярвайки на Кришна, Кришна ще поеме неговата. Ще сложи ръка на него и ще му и ще го благослови, нали, с всичко, което ще му даде, което му е нужно. Но мисълта, въпросът ми е следният. Значи преди години имаше много предано отдадени, които се молиха на Кришна, да не спадаха всички регулиращи принципи. И въпреки това, поради...
All right. Make it brief. We don't have a lot of time.
Въпреки, че тези предоставки бяха много дадени, истини, се пръснаха, разведоха се и повече не ги виждаме тук. Значи това ми е въпросът, защо когато са предоставки са истини на Бога...
Okay. Make it brief. You can't go on and on. And the Christian should be brief.
What? Okay, so in short, is why... in regards to yesterday's question of this old man about the, you know, the poor situation with not so with small pension and you said that he has to pray to Krishna and he will compensate for him everything. So his question is why there he saw many devotees here who were sincere and they were following all the regulations and they prayed to Krishna, but now we don't see them. They scattered around and they divorced or something. So why is that?
If one violates the principle, that means they are not acting for Krishna. They're acting for sense enjoyment. That's a simple thing. Their practice is not pure, that's all. So you make your practice pure. You be a good example. Okay, you had a question.
Единствено преданото служене може да удовлетвори Кришна, духовния учител и живите същества. Обаче има много препятствия и едно от тях е здравето. Шрила Прабхупада на първо място е поставил здравето. И той с примера си ни е показал, че това не е препятствие, но ние не можем да му продължаваме. Но въпреки това, как можем да се издигнем над това препятствие?
It is said that only devotional service pleases Krishna, Guru and all living entities. But there are some obstacles in achieving this. And one example is the health. And Srila Prabhupada stressed much on the health of the devotees. So, but we cannot imitate him. So how to overcome this obstacle?
Yes. The expert devotee utilizes everything to increase his Krishna consciousness. Just like a businessman, you see. A sharp, cunning businessman uses the economy to always move his business forward. It can be a mark, an up economy can be going up. The prices can be going up or the prices can be going down, you see. So when the prices go up, what does he do? He sells. And when the prices go down, what does he do? He buys. So he utilizes the doesn't matter an up economy or down economy, his business is always going up. You see? So an expert devotee utilizes everything that happens to him to increase his Krishna consciousness. If he's strong, healthy, wealthy, and powerful, what does he do? He utilizes that health and that strength to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. If he comes down with a terminal disease, what does he do then? Let's say he comes down with cancer, he has 1 month to live. Does he become depressed? No. He thinks Krishna is getting him ready for another wonderful, exciting adventure. Let me intensify my focus on the holy names. Let me become more sincere in my surrender to my spiritual master. Yet let me utilize this disease to go deeper and deeper into my own heart. To qualify myself to give up this rotten, diseased body. Let's say you buy a new car. Let's say you get a Mercedes. You see. And you drive it for many years, it's a very nice car. It gradually becomes all old and broken down. Doesn't run correctly anymore. And someone says, well, you know, you got to trade it in for a new car. You have to trade your old broken down Mercedes for a Rolls Royce.